Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, I'm Chris from Small Screen Nostalgia. This week we recorded an episode from my house and also from Adam in Edinburgh. And halfway through the recording, Adam's Zoom completely fell apart and we started recording it just on Messenger. And you can't hear what he's saying most of the time. You can sort of understand what's being said by what I say. So I would like to apologise for the audio quality you're about to experience. And as Adam remarks in the programme, that's the Sony out the window. So please enjoy this. Hopefully next week he will sit still in Edinburgh in a room, in a quiet room. I still think the Edinburgh Hub. He says no, he won't do that because he doesn't want to sit in the Edinburgh Hub and record a podcast. I think he's embarrassed by the show. So sit back and relax and listen to two men moaning on. And also, we're not reviewing anything this week because this is an Edinburgh ramble.
Doing what?
Hello. Well, I'm going to Greg's because I asked for a cup of tea, walked over to the tea making facilities.
Here we go.
And any listener will know that I love tea. It's come up many a time. And they were like, oh, it doesn't work. It looks like a spaceship, though. I was like, okay, where is there any other way I can get a cup of tea? Is there a kettle or something? I went, no, you're going to have to go to Greg's. So I'm on my way.
He's on his way to Greg's.
I'm on my way to Greg's, people. It's day one. I haven't even done a show yet, so I'm in very good spirits.
What I'm thinking is that you should send me a voice note saying...
After the show.
After the show, and I insert it here.
First one done. Finished. Great show, great audience. Real big laughs, people enjoying themselves. Nice bucket at the end. A few more like that, and I'll be a happy man. Happy days.
I hope it goes better.
Who would have thought that would have happened, eh? Yeah. Who would have thought that, eh? I'll tell you what I did do. I bought, because when you travel, you don't want to take a big old bottle of mouthwash with you, do you? So I bought from Lush. I'm not trying to plug them to get more stuff. I am. I love Lush. These little capsules, and you bite them, and they turn into mouthwash with water. But one just tastes now of refreshers, and I can't get rid of the aftertaste. And for about an hour now, all I've got is like this kind of bizarre refreshers taste in my mouth. Also, I haven't been able to get a cup of tea. I understand these are very first world quest problems.
Now go to Greg's and buy some refreshers and see if it makes any difference, if it makes it worse.
Could you imagine?
It counteracts.
I like the idea that Greg's would sell refreshers. I really love the idea, like the pies aren't getting enough money in. Get me the refreshers.
Sausage rolls.
But yeah, sausage rolls are refreshing. That's what they want, boy. That's what they want. How did you did a gig?
I did do a gig.
Sorry, I sound so surprised about that.
But
over recent years, you can understand. You did a proper gig with proper people, proper audience.
Yes.
Tickets. There were tickets, weren't there?
There was.
People paid money to come and see you.
It was quite a surreal moment because I had to bring on Clinton Baptiste, who was performing. He asked me to do a little intro and say, we've never done this before. This is a mystic thing that we've tried to do. Please welcome to the stage, Clinton Baptiste. And I thought, this is surreal, weird.
Was it good?
He was good.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear. I said, I love the idea of him pulling you backstage and giving you a big list of stuff before you go on.
Sam was going, you have to do that verbatim, Trevor. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Verbatim. Who did?
Do you know, you've just said something and I've forgotten what I was going to say. What was I saying?
Sorry. You said the problem is.
Oh, the problem is that his act is very crowd interactive.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do any interaction with the crowd, which I really should have done. Because he didn't really
For you, it's probably for the best.
Yeah, I didn't really want to.
That you leave the crowd alone.
Well, I've got my new thing, which is, what's your name? What's your job? Make it up. And then they just tell me a made up job because you don't need to know what their real job is.
Yeah, I think as long as you're good at the old crowd interaction, you can say anything. I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
I think it becomes a problem when you've got an MC who has just spoke to the crowd.
Yeah.
No, I think the problem comes with that is MCs that ask the same questions but don't stop asking the same question. Or if someone started heckling, I've seen this recently, of going, maybe just address it or throw them out, but don't keep going back to them. It's what they want.
Well, they think it's like gladiatorial and they're going to try and win them over and they're going to win.
Yeah, but after 5 points, I had one in Herne Bay on Saturday.
He's just gone off. I don't know what he's done. I think he's just turned it. Here we go. This is classic Edinburgh. Adam has turned his camera off and everything, and the Zoom's gone. So I'll just pause this for a minute and find out where he's gone.
Sorry, Merle. You disappeared.
What do you mean I disappeared? You went off. I'm still here,
well, you
mate.
Disappeared from my phone. You disappeared from my consciousness for a minute. It was a great story that I wish. What did you get out of it? What was the last word you heard?
I don't know. I was just shocked that you'd gone. And I was like, here we go. This is classic Edinburgh Ramble podcast.
Did you get the word Saturday?
Yes, I did.
That's like Clinton Baptiste all over again. So, Saturday last week, I did an Edinburgh preview show. Oh, sorry. Carry on.
No. You were starting already. Come.
No, it's not that interesting. It's out of context now. No one's going to understand.
Oh.
Now, I'm more interested in you. Tell me.
No. He. When I saw him, Mr. Alex Lowe, he said if we worked together before. And I was like, no. He said, I recognise you from somewhere. And I was like, oh, shit. What have I been doing that he knows me from? I said, we are friends on Facebook.
That's quite clever. I like that.
And years ago, I told him I did the thing that you shouldn't do with comedians and went, years ago, Barry from Watford gave me a quote from Edinburgh, which was, I don't give quotes. And he went, oh, I'm sorry I did that. I said, no, I meant you to say that. He didn't just say to me, I don't give quotes.
Yeah.
Went on Twitter and asked people, can you say something like, I haven't seen it? That's what Les Dennis did. That's my best quote ever. I've not seen it.
I've not seen it. That's a good one. I like that. Man, was he nice?
He was nice. Like,
well, that's what we like to hear.
You saw that quote that I sent you from a couple of years ago, which was, I don't know if it's utter shit or absolutely brilliant, 3 stars. The hook. I thought, oh yeah, I forgot about that review. I've been
it's a good quote, though.
Apparently, if it's a website, it doesn't count as a real review, Mark Simmons made, but I don't, I'm like, no, I'm having this. Let me have this. 3 stars, or I'll take that.
It depends what it's a review of.
Well, Moshe.
Really? If it's a review of websites, then no.
No. If it has to be a proper publication, it can't be a website or something.
Because I actually, where I sent everything in to go into the book,
yeah,
and they were like, well, it all has to be checked out. Mm. And like, all my reviews are real.
Oh, well, they have to check them.
No, if it is like something like, if you've written kind of the greatest show you'll ever see, 5 stars, BBC.
Ronnie Corbett. That's what he called it.
Yeah, he's doing all right this year. He's doing a short run.
Boom.
Boom.
He's on, people. If you see him tonight, he's on fire.
Mate, you can see me 3:45. I say every day, and then I'm back with a bang.
Bosh.
Sweet comedy.
Yeah, you're coming back from Edinburgh to do more comedy.
I think it's time. I think that's what they want.
I'm doing Three Sheets to the Wind tonight as point of recording, which it's pointless advertising it because it'll be Monday when this comes out.
Unless someone's developed a time machine and is listening to this in the future.
It's going to be good tonight because I said to the owner, oh, tomorrow night, if it rains, can we come indoors? And he went, well, what's that then? And I said, well, comedy night. Oh, I forgot you were doing that. I haven't put a poster up. Okay, here we go.
That's what you'll want. That's the thing.
Well, I said to him, put it up today because more people are likely to sit on the day and go, okay, we might go and see that tonight. I don't know if that's true or not. I just made that up.
I find it so weird with comedy nights, right? Because it goes two ways. Either you sit down with a venue, they go, we really want this. We're going to push this, which then translates to nothing's going to be done for this gig. And we're going to put in minimal effort and can it after free. Or recently, some of the venues I've worked with have been absolutely brilliant with that, of pushing it and generally getting people through the doors. And you can really tell the difference if you put in the effort. I don't know where I was going with that.
No, Three Sheets to the Wind do push it. They do promote it, but yet he just generally forgotten. And someone said that he needs a secretary to tell him what to do.
Remember a diary.
A diary.
I think you've made the idea of a Greg's up. Be a Scottish just down the road.
He can't find it.
Which in Scotland, you know, there's just down the road and there's like.
And then there's down the road.
Like the Scottish Your Corner Foundation.
You're breaking up, son. I can't hear you.
No, I'm going in.
All right.
Shall we try this on WhatsApp? I think it'd probably be better.
What do you mean WhatsApp? All right.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now? This is going to be one of them ones where they listen back and think, here's the Sony Award. Here it is. Take that, Sony Award. Do you want to review anyone else? No, I think you guys have just got it. But yeah, man, I'm actually quite pumped for the first one.
Well, you sounded really excited when I... You sent the voice note in the future.
I did, didn't I? I sounded excited. See, that positivity, man. Good vibes. I'm going to get a TV show out of this year. Finally going to happen.
Are you planning to see anything in Edinburgh that isn't your show?
Yes. Harry Hill's musical, Tony Blair. I'm really looking forward to it.
Nothing else?
At this moment in time. I don't really know, to be honest.
Are you seeing it with your good lady wife? Going off. Oh, yeah, we called a ramble from Edinburgh. It won't go wrong, will it? No, of course it won't.
No, wrong through the book.
You what?
He wasn't agreeing with me.
Oh.
I don't know what happened again. Just like, where's he gone?
You're here. He's here now.
I'm here now. Yeah. I'm here now. Hello, he's back.
He's back.
I
had a mare trying to get to the gig last night.
What did you ever met? How did you get there?
Well, I got my train. I bought my ticket. Looked at my ticket. I bought it all the way to St Pancras and not to Rochester. So then I had to go up to the man and say, oh, can you change it over for me? Oh, I bought the wrong one. Oh, yeah, if you go through the ticket office. I thought, yeah, that, I know that's... I want that to happen. Just I've got to talk to you first to get there. And he's busily telling me how to get to Rochester. I thought, I know that because I've been to Rochester before, but I had to sit, stand there and go, yeah, I know, mate, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Did you do that thing where you're too polite to say, yeah. I know where I'm going?
I know where I'm going. And then the train was late, so then my connecting one was going to be really, it's going to be really tight when my next train came in.
Oh.
And I went through the barrier at Ebbsfleet and stuck my ticket in the machine and ran off. And I realised that I need that to get onto the next one, so I had to run back and go and get it. So I'm Googling Ubers just in case I can't get there in time, and I managed just to get it, just come up the stairs a couple of minutes before it turned up, so I was quite pleased. It's normally, if you're doing a connecting train, it's like if from one platform to another, but in Ebbsfleet you have to go up the escalator and then down some steps and then up another up some more steps to get to the other side.
Did you think Ebbsfleet is the worst as well, because it's really spacious.
Did you have any trouble trying to get to Edinburgh? But on what mode of transport did you use to get there?
I used a train.
Oh, yes, that is better.
Yeah, I'm mad. And I already felt better when I pulled up and thought, wow, it's not 2 o'clock.
No, it's the same day.
It's the same day. And so that was 45. But then, a QR code and you just scan it. You scan it at the barriers, go and sit down, have a, and also, can I just say, great company, great train company, a more sensible man doing the shout out would have remembered the name, but they're not paying us. But yeah, so literally QR code signed in, then just walked off at Edinburgh.
Oh, I must have told you this story last year. But I put my suitcase on the top shelf.
Okay.
And it went over a bump and it fell off the shelf and hit a woman in the head.
Last year, I got off at Newcastle when I was on the coach to Edinburgh. And they had an old Maltier where the team came fully formed team. Like the whole thing, not a DIY, put it together yourself, an actual cup of tea, perfectly brewed. And after that, everything's shit. And it was just like, why can't it just all be like that?
Why can't you just stay in Newcastle?
Let's not be great. But yeah, it really, really did make me think, yeah, that's exactly what I asked for. That's exactly what I got. None of this. Do you want milk? Yeah, cool. Some off grain. Do you want sugar? I'll put it on the side and on the side. I'm not having it. And I went to sausage roll because I wish that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back. I don't like this. You're too happy.
I know this is your Christmas, but I got
it. It is. It is.
And I know full well that you only thought, I'll go back up. Because if you just keep yourself depressed, I've got to cheer yourself up.
You did it. All right. Is that what you need now, a quote?
Yeah, reliable source.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Chris Barnes, no comedy.
What about feel-good comedy? Would that not count as a reliable source?
Not really kind of own it.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, no, but I own it, but I'd give you a quote as feel good comedy. So. He's quite good.
Even though it's not a real quote.
If there's nothing else on, we might as well. If you've seen all the good ones, go and see him.
Tell you something about the Greg Brooks role. It's subpar.
you missed it last night. For some reason, I started singing I Am the Music Man. For no reason. There wasn't a reason for it. There used to be a reason, which was when P&O let go of everyone. It used to be, I make you redundant, P&O. But I was actually singing the whole song. Well, because there wasn't really into the one-liners, so I thought I'd have a sing-song. That is, I have done that in Edinburgh. I thought, you don't want comedy, do you? Should we have a sing? And everyone thought that was brilliant. Yeah, when you started singing. It went all right. They started cheering and clapping. Well, I took your attitude to comedy, which is, if it's not going well, just start singing.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, well, Becca and Graham were there and we discussed the photo and I said, does he regret it yet? And he said, no.
He doesn't regret it.
Not yet, no.
I don't regret that photo. You regret not being in it?
No, I still don't regret not being there.
If one of us was to pass away and we're at the funeral,
yeah,
and you look at that photo and you go, really wish I took part in that. Now they're dead.
What? Your obituary photo? You want me to be part?
But I wouldn't have it on for a service. I think it's great. It's the ultimate last goodbye. But shouldn't you be remembered as having fun and enjoying life? And that's me.
With your top off at your mate's wedding.
Yeah, I was with the group.
Beckers came up to me and said her mum was drunk and she kept saying, that bloke over there is the bloke with the hat on, isn't it? And she's like, yeah, it is. Go and talk to him. And she said, no, I don't want to go and talk to him because he'll do jokes at me. And I said, I won't. I won't do jokes.
I like the art of doing jokes at someone. Also, kind of a martial art.
Also, I think Becca was a bit drunk because that's not what my mum said the first time. It was, oh, he's the one with the funny voice. That's what she said at the wedding. I didn't want to correct her.
Your character does have a funny voice.
I know it does. I think.
You know what I want to do? I'll cut you off there.
I think I should be on the show the whole time.
Just you.
Just Trev.
Not before. It's going to be a long old trip. Tell you what I'm going to do, keep the list of the bag in my room. The can of Iron Brew from Herne Bay, Kent.
Yes.
Also in my bag, the can of Iron Brew from Edinburgh, Scotland. I'm going to do a taste test. Because remember that bloke last year who said it doesn't travel well?
Yes.
And this can of Iron Brew has been...
Are you doing it now?
No, because I'm how much do you think I consume that I'm walking down the street?
Oh.
Just order a hot drink. Two cans of Iron Brew,
one. Well, you're a machine, aren't you? Are you at the same hostel as you were last time, or is it a hostel or hotel, or is it Travelodge?
Yes, and it's rapidly gone down.
Oh, is it?
I'm only there for 6 days. I mean, like tea, simple stuff. There's no breakfast.
Well, St. Christopher's Inn used to have a breakfast every day when I went there, but I was never up early enough to go and eat.
It's weird, isn't it? It's I think they sacked all the staff who weren't really pulling their weight, but they were the fun ones. So, working in this sector, I know full well what has happened. They thought, oh, bloody hell, we need to get rid of staff because they're not doing anything. And they probably were.
Is there no job interviews happening this time?
No job interviews happening this time. Yeah, it's all pretty quiet, to be honest.
Not rocket science.
It's not rocket science. Imagine. To this day, I think it's, they're not there anymore, nor is the person who did the interview. I'll be honest, I haven't been around every staff member, but there was a vibe. It's almost like someone's like, this has been mother drafting. The prices have gone rapidly up.
That would be quite funny if you went back in there now and they're in a job interview and they're having the same conversation from last year.
and it's not a rocket science, it's the one like tagline. They're constantly used.
It's like that army bloke that I saw on holiday that was going, you are, I don't think of you as beef burgers, you are baguettes. Or it might be the other way around. I swear it was cadets. I swear it was, you can't think of someone as a baguette.
You can't really. Well, I suppose you can. You could have someone with baguettes for legs and arms. That would work. I mean, it's hard if you could have someone with a burger torso.
A burger torso?
Yeah, so like in fact, you could have like the beef burger in the middle of the person, and then the baguettes for the arms and the legs, the two pickles for eyes and a bacon mouth.
He thought it through, people.
Oh, I'm in that weird thing where I'm not awake, but I'm not really with it. And I can't tell you why, because I'm not allowed to discuss the story.
Did you listen to that Robin Ince video I sent you about Edinburgh?
I did.
He's right, isn't he? He shouldn't really. I know it's him saying it, and he's successful, and he's done stadiums with Brian Cox, and he's telling people if you've got five people in, it's all right. But
right.
He is what he's. But that I thought that was funny. He said about reviewers, which was reviewers are in. He says. Oh, well, today I'll be extra funny because the reviewers are in. You thought, no, you should be doing that every day.
So, though, when you say only five people, it does really depend on those five people. If that's five ex-girlfriends. But do you know what I mean? Or five people you've had called it out, or five people you've let go from my company. It could be a very hairy gig. Now, I don't know why they'd be coming to see me.
I'm imagining now the AMJX's WhatsApp group going, should we all go and see him in Edinburgh?
Yeah. Oh, mate.
How we all met.
Yeah.
Met up.
A little chat and a catch up.
Do you know what? He'll love this.
I don't think it'll be anything to make life better.
Does he know that some of us crossed over? No, he doesn't know that. This group doesn't exist. It's not real. That is the next thing. Did you imagine something racist? Right, you're cancelled. Get off. I did me ink cartridge joke again.
How did it go?
It's brilliant. I love the silence in the middle because they like, where is this going? Yeah. Yeah, but I don't want to do it on air. It won't work out of context. When you said I should bring it back. And I was like, oh, yeah, I should.
Too right. I'm correct. Very rare.
We wasn't correct about Succession.
Correct.
No.
In a world.
No, it doesn't. It's not brilliant from the beginning, but from Thanksgiving episode onwards, it gets better. And you actually. Which is funny, but it's funny, but it's meant to be a drama as well, and you're meant to care what happens. I've watched the whole of Good Omens 2, I recommend. There we go. Recommend.
I've not seen Good Omens 1, will that be that affect
me? Yeah, it would affect you. You might have to watch Good Omens 1 first.
Nice.
So.
Oh, I'm so tired at this point.
Yeah. Well, you are awake. You're woke. You're woke. He's gone full woke now.
Mm-hmm. And I saw you last.
Oh,
yeah. I really love the show. So. Finally, someone not doing bloke followers. Finally, someone said it like it, and the other like, did you see me? is that what you got from a show about a holiday park? Where were we?
You were saying that you are now Jim Davidson, and you're now on PC.
No. Everyone who knows or followed my stuff knows that I generally think to be like, be nice, be kind, be positive about life. But you don't have to agree with it. That's the problem.
Mm.
And also, it did put my back up going on, like, you know, someone telling it like it is. And I'm like, what did you get from that? Telling it like it is. How?
Maybe didn't see you. Maybe saw someone else. He thought you were... Maybe he thought you were Jeff Walcott, whatever his name is.
If I was Jeff Norcott, yeah, well, that's quite a... Well, one, that man needs prescription glasses.
Yeah, when I saw you at the Pleasance, Adam, you're like, what?
Yeah, that's definitely what I mean.
He didn't think you were Adam Morrison, did he?
Well, I don't think Adam jumps like it, either, really.
And also, you're a little bit shorter than him. I think you'd realise that he wasn't you.
In my head, people reacted to me a bit differently as well, with that kind of stuff.
Why you didn't call your show Henry VIII and go around dressed in Edinburgh dressed as Henry VIII?
Well, I was, but I don't own the talent, but I still want to do the idea. I'm working on a musical called Eight,
mm-hmm.
which was the sequel for Six, but Henry getting his point across.
Henry does what?
Henry getting his point across the actor is something like this.
Oh, it's from Henry's side of the story.
Henry's side.
That's what we need. All this feminism with the old Barbies. We need some male perspective.
I'm so not sure I can't out.
No, but you tell it how it is, don't you?
Oh, and I'd have fallen out with a coach driver who slagged me off for like half an hour on the way back without me on the bus, whose ending quote was, "Sorry, mate, I'll tell it like it is."
Yeah. Wow. Well, we all know what that's code for, don't you?
But you're a racist.
Well, it's just code for I am a dick. If anyone ever says, I'll just tell how it is. Especially, I don't care about anyone's feelings and I say exactly what I'm thinking at any time. And I am a dick. That's what basically what it is.
So, if someone say to anyone in the world, how is it? Tell me how it is. Explain to me how it is. Explain to me in 2023 how it is. You can't. Because it's a concept that is misunderstood. It just didn't annoy me. But it really did.
Yeah, look, he's breaking. He was happy, and now he's now going into a thing, which I
shall take it from as well. It's like, it's a fame-hungry version of me, and a nice, calm version that likes to buy Pokemon cards and chill out, right? And the fame-hungry version, every now and then, rears its head.
Yes.
Maybe put some stuff on New Street.
Oh,
actually,
the Pokemon
version and then come back. I was like, no. That's the problem.
Like roast. It's
like Jekyll and Hyde.
Like roast battle, Adam. I hated that you won, but I'm glad that you won.
It is. It's very much. I hate it. I hate that part of it.
You do know that thing.
That competitive edge.
I thought of it the other day. It was basically just a charity gig that I just happened to be doing 5 minutes on. That's all it was.
Yeah, but. Don't put yourself down.
And I listened to Rory. I listened to Rory Bremner's set, and one of the jokes that he did was Matt Hancock going into I'm a Celebrity. So he predicts the future. It was Matt Hancock and Gove were in the jungle. So Gove hasn't gone in yet. So fingers crossed. Anyway, was that enough?
I think
this enough. We're back next week. He's probably done more shows by then, and he'll be more knackered, won't you? Oh, for fuck's sake. It's about a finish. Hello.
I love the idea that all you want, yeah, I will be. But...
Oh, you heard that? Go on, say it.
Yeah, I heard that. Hello.
Hello. Hello. just... Yes, he's back now. Are you back? Oh, that'll do. Thanks to everyone for listening. We'll be back next week with another ramble if you enjoyed this. And now I've got to try and find the buttons. Bye bye, everybody. But let's lock. Oh, no, we don't do that. Bye bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.